19th of April, and school administrators now are not just counting the months until the school year is over, but really it's a matter of weeks at this point. Joining us right now is the superintendent of the Marysville School District, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We're winding down now, aren't we?
We are winding down. We are in our last 8 weeks of school when we return after the holiday break and everything. So things are going to be ramping up quickly here, and it's going to be interesting how this all plays out with some of the snow days that we're dealing with.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that. Now, I believe Monday is a day off in Marysville, or is it not? Because I know that was one of the things you were looking at is a way to try and make up for some of that lost time.
Yeah, we still have a day off on Monday. A lot of districts have considered taking that day as a day of bringing students back. But we felt very, very confident that we were going to be able to have some legislation passed to address the additional days that we've had this year. And it's kind of interesting, a lot of us superintendents, considering it's a religious weekend, we're kind of feeling like we're sitting here floating around in purgatory about some, decision that's going to be eventually made by our state legislature. I know the House bill 4206 came out, and they're proposing 3 days, and that was 101-7 vote, which is a solid vote. I talked to our representative Gary Eisen of the 81st district. He said he was very confident that that was going to pass, but now we're still waiting for the Senate to make a decision about what they want to do, and they're talking about 4 days, and before anything goes to the governor, both chambers have to agree about what it is that they're going to do before she signs it.
This was an unusual year. I mean, obviously, we had a lot of severe weather during the winter season that, forced this. This doesn't usually occur, does it?
It doesn't. It's absolutely an outlier winter. I've been working in public education for over 25 years, and, I've never had a governor at any point have an emergency declaration made in any winter, at the end of the month of January to the first of February. Governor Whitmer came out and said, it's extremely cold, everybody, and school districts had to make difficult decisions that wouldn't ordinarily have to be made, but in this particular instance this year, we had to make some difficult decisions about whether we were going to have kids wait at our bus stops outside or even have kids walk to school.
It's also kind of brought up the question of whether or not we should let individual districts decide when to start and stop their school years. I mean, a few years ago, there was legislation passed that said that without a waiver, at least, schools cannot begin before Labor Day. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The district, we posted last year a survey for our community to take, and it was just a simple question. Would you be willing to accept us starting school earlier before Labor Day? And overwhelmingly, the community here in Marysville was not in support of it.
Mm.
And, I know that there's some legislation that's out there to give school districts and boards of education the opportunity to start early, depending on which direction they decide to go in with regards to this legislation. But, it is not something here in Marysville, but we're actually looking to do because, we don't have the support there. So,
interesting. There's been a, I don't know if we can call it an epidemic, but certainly an outbreak of measles in southeast Michigan, something I didn't think we'd ever be dealing with or talking about. But a lot of parents opted out of vaccinating their children. Is that having an impact in Marysville?
Well, you bring up a very good point here. I didn't know this, but I found out through the health department that 25% of all kids in St. Clair County between the ages 1 and 8 are unvaccinated with regards to the MMR vaccine, and that's a major concern. Mm-hmm. We have, thousands of kids here in Marysville that come to school every day, and, as parents come in with their toddlers, they could potentially be exposed to something that could end up becoming a major issue for the family. And we have right now 13 students that are not vaccinated for, the MMR measles vaccine. And mm-hmm. that's a concern. And, I contacted the health department. They were kind enough to send out a communication to all the superintendents in the county so that everybody's getting the same information to please get your children vaccinated, because in the end, ultimately, this is something that's preventable. And, you know, it's interesting, the county itself, I don't know if you're aware of this, we're ranked 79 out of 83 counties for unvaccinated children, or children not getting 100% of their vaccines. And to me, that is a shocking statistic, you know, being here in St. Clair County, in a concern. So
yeah, absolutely something to keep an eye on. Dr. Whiteman, we always appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a happy Easter, and we'll talk again soon.
You take care.
All right, you too. Bye now.